So live music in town, it's great. All the venues going off, and one of my favourite little venues is the Old Church on the Hill in Quarry Hill. And tonight, singer-songwriter Sam Buckingham is playing there, and we have her on the phone with us this morning. Sam, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And looking forward to having you in Bendigo. Tell us I guess it's a bit easier since lockdown is finished, but the jobbing singer-songwriter, is it a challenging lifestyle at times?
Yeah, it really is, especially when people want to interview you on the radio at 7:45 a.m.
Yeah, I know. Usually going to bed around this time. I have to get up at 3:30 in the morning, Sam, so don't be looking for any dollop of sympathy from me. Yeah, go on.
You win. You absolutely win.
Good.
It is challenging at times. There's a lot of work to do behind the scenes in order to get out and actually play the gig. And obviously then there's, you know, the writing of the songs and recording it and finding funding for that. But honestly, I wouldn't change it for anything. This is something it's just in me to do, and I love it. And I think every job has its own challenges, and we choose our problems. So I choose these problems.
Yeah. It's a wonderful outlet creatively as well, of course. So tell us a little bit about your background.
Ooh. What would you like to know?
Well, just I guess I don't need to know that where you went to primary school or anything, but maybe just maybe just about your career when you started singing and writing songs and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I started writing songs when I was about 14. My uncle gave me a hand-me-down guitar for Christmas, which he's actually a wonderful classical guitarist, and he teaches guitar. And I think honestly, he was just looking around the house going, "Oh, what the hell am I going to get Sam for Christmas?" And so it was a total accident. He handed me this guitar, and it was so strange because all of a sudden things started to make sense. I'd been writing poetry for years and years and years, and writing short stories and using words in all sorts of ways that I could. And then all of a sudden I had this way to put music to the words that I had been writing. And I kind of just didn't stop after that. I just started playing around on the guitar and figuring out what I felt sounded good. I'm not trained. I never had lessons. I just played around and went, oh, this sounds good. If I put this word with it, that feels good.
Yeah.
And so I've been doing that for many years now.
Oh, fantastic.
And I've released a few albums.
Yeah.
Released a few albums, and this most recent one is definitely my favourite.
Yeah, well, Dear John is the album, and I see it's number two, went to number two on the National Independent Album Chart. So that's obviously well accepted. Now, it sort of brings me to the next question, because I always find it interesting with music that, you know, it's a very personal thing, and you're often outpouring your own thoughts and feelings, but at the same time, you want it to be popular. You want people to accept it in a perfect world. Is that sort of a double-edged sword or double-edged knife to walk along that line sometimes?
I think in the past it has been for me. I think for this particular album, when I was writing the songs, I kind of had a feeling that if I just told the truth, if I just really expressed myself 100% fully, then it would be accepted and that I could make a living out of it somehow. Like, I think we have this idea that commercially viable means, you know, it's got to be a pop song and it's got to be on the radio and it's got to be heard by tens of millions of people. But it's actually not the case. You can have commercially viable work. Really, all that means is enough people resonate with it and enough people want to buy it or buy things from you that you can, you know, sustain yourself.
Yeah.
And so with this particular album, I just promised myself I would tell my story, I would tell my truth, I would not hold anything back, I would express exactly how I wanted to, and I would make everything sound how I wanted to, and I just trusted that enough people would resonate with that, and luckily for me, they have.
Fantastic. I tell you, if I was going to do the honest truth of my music, it'd be something like, I want to be a millionaire, something like that, you know? That's all right, isn't it?
That's fine.
Well, very good. Very good.
So you can relate to that, for sure.
Yeah. So tell me, if somebody decides to pop along tonight, what can they expect from you? We're gonna sample a little bit of one of your songs in a minute, but what are they gonna get when they come to see Sam Buckingham?
They're gonna get storytelling. They're gonna get a show that is very much about women's empowerment and and letting go of expectations of what other people think of you. And I play acoustic guitar, I play electric guitar, and I have this really cool thing called an Ableton Push where I sample sounds from the album. So there's a lot of really awesome sounds going on as well. So I would describe my music as singer-songwriter. It's very storytelling-based. It's very wordy, but it's also very sing-alongable. So there's a lot to take in tonight, and I've got an awesome opening act. Her name's Hannah Ackfield. She's a Melbourne-based singer-songwriter. She has the most incredible voice you've ever heard. So
well,
it's going to be a really good night.
It is indeed. And that's my word for the day, sing-alongable. That's good. I like that.
Sing-alongable. Well,
yeah.
I wrote that. I made that up myself.
Well done, you.
Put that in the dictionary.
Yeah, please. Hey, Sam, great to chat. It is at the Old Church on the Hill. You'll love the venue. It's a great little venue. And we wish you every success tonight and ongoing, of course. And thanks for having a chat to us this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And here's a little taste of Sam Buckingham. I am tired of the message in my head like it's coming for the kill. If you listen real close, then you surely will hear it scratching like a record of your favorite song. When the loop feels familiar, then you so start to see up in courage like a king, in courage like a queen. I'm about to build a crown. Nice stuff, isn't it?